In 2022, an inmate with severe mental disabilities died in a rural Virginia prison. His sister sued, accusing four prison guards of fatally beating her brother and a fifth of failing to intervene. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz was in Southwest Virginia to hear the verdict in the civil trial that represented the end of a case she first started covering 2 years ago.
For 3 years, Kimberly Hobbs wondered what happened to her brother, Charles Chuck Givens, on the morning of February 5th, 2022, at Marion Correctional Treatment Center.
There's just so many unanswered questions, and I'll never get those answers.
I'm sorry that her brother passed away, you know, but we had nothing to do with it.
William Zachary Montgomery is one of five guards Hobbs sued in 2023. Hobbs said Montgomery, Anthony Raymond Kelly, Gregory Scott Plummer, and Joshua Jackson beat Givens in the shower room of Marion. She claimed a fifth guard, Samuel Dale Osborne, failed to intervene to save Givens. Earlier this month, the two sides faced off at a small federal courthouse. The defense argued that Givens had a seizure in his cell, fell, and suffered his fatal injuries when he hit his metal bed frame. Montgomery was eager to get the case heard.
It just, you know, kills me. Like, I was like, our names are getting dragged through the mud for something that we did not do.
The guards resigned or retired from the Virginia Corrections Department. And back in 2022, a grand jury declined to bring a criminal indictment against them.
She couldn't prosecute them criminally. This was it.
That was Paul Stanley, one of Hobbs' attorneys. The civil case against the guards relied heavily on the testimony of fellow inmate Ron West, who said he saw guards beating Givens. But the jury was not convinced. Last Thursday, they found that the guards were not liable for Givens' death. Montgomery and the rest of the defense and their families cried for relief.
Glad that it's over. Glad that this three-year nightmare is over.
Hobbs quietly left the courthouse and started her journey home as soon as the verdict was read.
I was devastated. I'm still trying to process. I can't believe it.
Madeline Wasilchek, an assistant law professor at University of South Carolina, said this case represents something bigger.
I think his case serves as one of those tip of the iceberg cases that we so often see in jails and prisons.
Hobbs and her attorneys say Givens died after suffering years of abuse at Marion. Records show he was hospitalized multiple times for hypothermia. We first wrote about this case in 2023 and raised questions about conditions at Marion. Here's Wasilchek again.
But it seems clear that there's a systemic issue going on that wasn't unique just to Mr. Givens, but also to many others.
Hobbs said Givens' death has led to important changes to Marion.
I have to believe that, you know, he didn't, I guess, die in vain, because now they've added cameras to the showers.
Stanley and Hobbs say the case and the scrutiny it brought means better conditions for inmates. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.